quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. Hey, it's Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, we got a lot to talk about. Old Filthy Tom is joining us here today. Normally, old Lance is on the show on Tuesday, but we switched it around this week. Tom will be on today and tomorrow. And then I'll fly solo on Thursday and Friday, it looks like. But we got a lot to get into, because there's always a lot going on. Last night was Raw, which was the follow-up to Backlash. And man, they're already on their way to whatever's next, which is Saturday night's main event and the Italy show coming up over the next 3 weeks. Two big shows over the next 3 weeks. And man, it was not much of a Raw. Man, that crowd, D-E-A-D dead. Is what that crowd was. We'll talk about NXT coming up tonight. We got five matches announced for NXT. We got five matches announced for Dynamite. And a lot of news as well, including a follow-up. What the heck happened here? A follow-up to a bunch of stories we've been talking about over the last couple of days. I don't know, for some reason, Roman Reigns' schedule somehow ended up at the top of my news notes. That is not the top story. But we will talk about that today, as well as Quatrero being sentenced for his attempted femicide against Stephanie Vaquer. The sentencing did take place. We got notes on WrestleMania, London, and Nashville, Stephen A. Smith, and WWE. We got some notes on the Impact numbers, which were not good, and we'll tell you, well, what's going on, and it is not a new story. We've also got some other news as well, the Triller lawsuit with AEW, the Raw report, and plenty more. So back in a moment with Filthy Tom to kick it off. Stick around, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. He's got a birthday coming up, ain't that right?
I do, actually, yes.
45?
No, come on.
Are you 40, 40, 42?
No, well, I am right now. Currently, yes, I am 42 years old.
Oh, so you'll be 43?
I will be 43 this Friday.
If it makes you feel any better, I thought you were
15th.
I thought you were 40, so I made the 45 joke. I didn't know you were actually almost 43. So I guess that's a good thing, right? Anyway. Let's talk about the news, Tom, then we can get into the frivolity, because the first story's not funny. Former AAA CMLL wrestler Quatrero has been sentenced to more than a decade in prison. Attempted femicide against WWE star Stephanie Vaquer. Quatrero, Rogelio Reyes, was sentenced today 12 years, 8 months in prison. He's already served 2 of those years, meaning he has 10 years, 8 months left to serve. El Planchitas reports that Quatrero could potentially only serve 4 plus more years if he is able to receive a sentence reduction for good behavior. I mean, I don't really want to get into this sort of thing, but like, when you get sentenced to 12 years for bad behavior, I don't know about this whole good behavior after you've been sentenced, but whatever. El Planchitas adds that Vaquer's side is expected to appeal for a tougher sentence. Took place in March 2023. Vaquer claimed an argument turned physical. Quatrero grabbed her violently by the throat, threw her into the wall, caused an object to fall off the wall and onto her. She shared the message on International Women's Day. Keep fighting for truth and justice. When the incidents first happened, there were people in wrestling who tried to protect Quatrero and convince Vaquer not to go to the police. One of those was said to be AAA wrestler La Hiedra, who was dating Quatrero's brother at the time. He is the son, this Quatrero, of Cian Caras. He had gotten out of jail in 2025 as he awaited the resolution of this case and returned to the ring for indies this year. So,
I mean, is there any surprise?
Well, honestly,
go ahead.
I have so little faith in the justice system in a lot of cases that, like, at least he got 12 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was actually surprised because Rajah Jackson, What did he get sentenced to?
I believe it's. I mean, maybe 90 days in prison and then a few years of probation, and he has to pay Psycho Stu over $80,000 in restitution. It was something along those lines.
Yeah, I was on the board, and you know, people were appalled that that was all that he got. And listen, well, I mean, I'm not defending it.
Psycho Stu also didn't press charges, so that's a
exactly.
It's a different thing. This is the California DA.
I'm not defending this at all, but when I saw those people complaining, I was like, I didn't think that guy was going to get anything. Nothing. I had no faith whatsoever. And in fact, he did get a form of punishment, which I'm sure many people would argue is not the punishment deserved, but he got something, and I didn't think he was going to get anything. So, you know, we'll see what happens in this case here, but I certainly don't like the idea of good behavior getting him out in 4 years, but I am not the Mexican justice system, so there you go. That's the update. So, Raw last night was in Knoxville? It was in Knoxville, right?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Because your main man, Kane, it was the mayor there.
Yes, and Knox County mayor.
Interestingly enough, Kane
him out.
Yeah, but you know what? He wasn't even at the show. He wasn't even backstage at the show, which some people found kind of interesting. But it was in Knoxville, which, of course, is in Tennessee. And let me tell you something, man. This Nashville story, WWE getting a bid, I think it was $3.5 million and tax breaks for Nashville in 2028. God, after watching that Raw crowd, I don't know, man.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sure you may get to this story later, but there also TKO made a huge deal with Arizona that they announced today. The state of Arizona with WWE, with UFC, with professional bull riding events all set to take place there. And, I mean, I would think that Phoenix has, it's a big metro area. There's a lot of people. A lot of people can go there to vacation. They have huge stadiums there where you could fit 50,000+ people in. And after last night, after seeing the crowd reaction in Tennessee, now granted it's a different city than Nashville, I might be looking at, hey, maybe we need to take this back out to west somewhere, not to Vegas, but, you know.
Wasn't that Shawn Michaels Undertaker retirement match? Wasn't that in Arizona? Where was that? Was that in Phoenix? Does anybody remember?
Well, I don't know. Did they run it at the Arizona Diamondbacks Stadium? Maybe because Glendale is actually where. That's where the football stadium.
I think
is,
so technically it was suburbs. Glendale, but it was one of those deals where they didn't call it Glendale, like when AEW goes to Everett and they call it Seattle, which WWE actually does as well. But I like that. I really actually enjoyed that WrestleMania in Glendale. I would be happy if they went back there.
There's a ton to do in Phoenix. It was the 26th annual WrestleMania. Yeah, at Glendale at the State Farm Stadium, which is, I mean, it's one of those areas which is like, it's a suburb, but it has a bunch of stuff built up because it is one of the major entertainment hubs and districts for Phoenix. And Phoenix is a huge area. I'd rather drive there than fly over to Nashville. But
well, TKO did announce a multi-year deal with the Arizona
Alive, pal.
Sports and Events Alliance. You want me if we have time today, I'll tell you the story about when I recorded Death of WCW, the audiobook.
I don't care.
God. Well, you actually probably would enjoy the story because it entails my own intense suffering over multiple weeks.
We're way backed up. I'm still waiting for that Jack Tunney story.
Arizona Sports and Event Alliance on Tuesday. 7 events will be coming to the state. So we'll see if one of those ends up being a WrestleMania. But what I was going to say was London, England, not in active discussions for WrestleMania 44. London Mayor Sadiq Khan expresses desire to bring WrestleMania.
What?
To
another
the city.
Khan?
Yeah.
Another
everywhere.
Khan in control of
yes.
wrestling?
There are 3 Khans deeply involved in the wrestling business right now.
We got
now.
Plus Shayo Khans out there running tournaments.
There are general discussions with WWE. This was actually Tom Deggan of the Mayor of London's press team. I need a press team. We need to work on that.
I am. It's actually me, which is not a good sign for you.
General discussions, he says here, but doesn't look like WrestleMania 2028 is going to be London. But there have been talks with Nashville, which is also in Tennessee. And I was kind of like, people are like, well, you know, the crowd sucked, but they'll fly in people from all over. It'll be hot. Whatever you say. I saw no evidence of that last night. I would presume 10,000 of those people would go to WrestleMania. Because believe it or not, there were 10,000 people in that building last night, which is impossible to believe if you watch that show. But that's what happened. So we'll get into Raw a little bit later on here today. NXT is tonight. Are you excited? You get to watch it? Oh, you always watch NXT for Wednesday.
I always watch NXT. Yep.
Yeah. Old Norm Dor will be facing Jackson Drake. Gonna be a good one. Kendall Gray and Kalani Jordan.
Is Noam Dar going to have that other bloke with him?
Which one?
Who was that guy? I don't know his name.
Oh, the guy we never figured out, Romeo?
Oh,
apparently
Romeo.
His name actually is Romeo.
Oh, it's Zoziah, right? He used to be Zoziah. Somebody said he had a great 60-minute Iron Man match on the Indies, and I was like, well, we could chalk up one more in the column for being better than Bret Hitman Hart versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania.
Wow.
When it comes to Iron Man
wow.
matches.
But yes, I thought the heels were just calling him Romeo because he was a handsome man. Apparently, that's his name, Romeo. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home Now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I didn't even get a chance to finish the NXT preview because my train got off the tracks at Romeo. You know what I mean? Probably not. We got the debut of...
I've never been derailed, only railed.
Naraku, whoa! Dom, I try so hard. The former Evil debuts. And then Birthright versus Sean Legacy, Tate Wilder, and EK Prosper in a battle of NXT names. Just listen to these names, okay? Yeah. Sean Legacy, which is like the only good one. Tate Wilder, EK Prosper, Uriah Connors, who hides the fact that he's a Finley, even though that's his gimmick. Lexus King, who hides the fact that he's a Pillman, even though that's his gimmick. And there's a man named Stax.
Stax Lorenzo.
No, it's remember. Stax.
He has lost to Lorenzo, which we don't know. Was that his first name or last name?
It was his last name because he was...
Ariana Grace, also the daughter of Santino Marella. However, that is hidden.
What's everybody? What's Stax's first name? Vic used to always say it, and it drove Vinny nuts. Channing Stax
right.
Lorenzo.
Channing Lorenzo. That is the
Channing
least...
Lorenzo. He should be teaming with Romeo.
What kind of Italian name is that? That's BS.
Channing Stax
no,
Lorenzo.
Channing.
He's not even a mob guy anymore. He's still Stax. What's he stacking now? Losses?
Well, I don't want to say it, but
Tom, please, God, you need to.
You're the
Peter.
One. You're the one that's gonna have to.
Was it Wade Barrett? Oh no, Wade Barrett. Buddy. Wade Barrett asked for smelling salts. When okay, what are we doing here? Where are we?
I don't know. You're running the show, but
TNA Impact. I'm talking about this today, even though Lance actually wanted to know what happened. So the Impact rating was not good. And it's not Impact's fault. This is our old friend Big Data Plus panel. How has no one used that, by the way? It's like, remember we were talking about how come no one's ever been Big Schmoz?
Yeah.
Why don't you be Big Data and I'll be panel? And we'd be a tag team. Right?
Do we have to work under
Or we need a wide, flat guy to be panel. But anyway, Big Data Plus panel got changed again, and now Impact's getting murdered. 164,000 viewers in a 0.02.
Hold on. Who would even fits that body type description? Rhino?
SpongeBob SquarePants?
Well, yeah.
Well, Rhino's thick, though. You need a very, well, very... Actually, no one will get this joke except me and about four other people, but actually Paisley. She is just a giant, thin square. We need a grown person with that kind of physique. And then we got Panel. And then Big Data... I mean, there's got to be a bunch of those, right? It should be Tony Khan, but I don't think he's going to work. Big Data Plus Panel. This is a team just... We're going to do Big Data Plus Panel and Big Schmoz is a trio. If only Chikara was still around. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what we need.
Well. Donovan Dijak revealed that WWE sometimes quietly tests wrestlers by assigning certain matches to determine how easy they are to work with. I'd be out quick. He says, I don't even know if it's true or not, but it wouldn't surprise me. WWE, he said, will often quietly test wrestlers to see if they have an attitude problem, especially if they have big plans in store. Ob obviously passed with flying colors. I never heard anything even remotely negative, and he was a pleasure to work with, said Dijak. So, yeah. Nothing like silently testing.
Right? I'm just thinking, like...
You know how many times I've silently tested you and you failed every time?
On purpose. There's so many jobs out there where you are actually tested and you are told what the desired outcome is and what they expect of you.
Yeah.
But yet, here we are where you're in a profession where they're going to test you but not tell you what they want from you in order to see how you react. Very bizarre.
You know what's funny is even though I have... Like, I know this sounds like I'm bragging, but this is like a legitimate thing. I've been a radio professional since 1998 on actual radio stations, including the one right now. and not once ever. I don't even know what an air check is. It's like something in radio where, like, after the show, they, like, tell you what you did good or bad. Never had one. I'd probably have been gone 30 years ago if that had been the case. Dom, can we do an air check today?
Sure.
Do you know what it is? Like, what is it?
Typically, an air check would be me pulling a portion of the show out.
And then, like, telling me that it sucked?
If I'm sending it to, like, a sponsor or something, they'll tell me. I can tell you, Brian, the show's doing fine.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I want you to start pulling moments where it sucks so we can go over it.
Will do.
I just want to make your job more difficult.
I don't think.
How about yesterday when it just stopped?
There's enough data centers on the planet to store that information, buddy.
What do you think about this AEW Triller lawsuit? Things not looking good for Triller, it sounds like. That's what I got out of this story.
Now, did you read what Brett Lauderdale from GCW posted?
Because what did he say?
He had a very long explanation of it that basically, you know, Triller Plus and Triller, the parent company, are separated in some ways, and that he believes in the Triller Plus side of the group, and that they will be able to be sold, and that they will pull through. Triller Plus is Fight TV, FKA Fight TV, I guess. Mm-hmm. So he's optimistic that the Triller Plus streaming side will continue to be in operation and make it through, but that the parent company probably won't. But hey, I don't know exactly how all that works. I just know that there's a lot of independent companies that I have spoken to personally that didn't get paid. So,
Yeah, according to Post Wrestling, AEW's filed a lawsuit against Triller TV and its parent company, Triller Group Incorporated, alleging the streaming platform owes the company nearly $5 million.
Is this what Shane McMahon invested in 20 years ago?
What?
This Chinese streaming company?
Hey, he did a lot of stuff over there, and I never figured out what it was. But you know what's weird? Don't make a story about this, everybody. I shouldn't even mention this, but you mentioned his name. For some reason, like last Friday, or it might have just been a glitch, but Shane McMahon was randomly added to the active roster, just out of the blue. So I don't know if that means anything or it was, I presume that someone screwed something up, which happens all the time at WWE.com. But yeah, he was just there. He was just back on the roster again.
Best in the world.
Oh God, do you remember that? God.
No, I don't actually.
I vaguely remember it happened. He was the best in the world.
He won it in Saudi Arabia or Kuwait or somewhere because they had the best in the world tournament. And then either somebody got attacked or injured right before it, and he entered on their behalf, and he won. He won the tournament. Did he beat AJ Styles?
He might have.
I think it might have been.
There's so much in wrestling that, like, I remember
nothing ever came of it.
Really good stuff, and I remember really bad stuff, but there's a lot of stuff that's just mildly bad that I've forgotten. I don't remember the details of Shane McMahon when he was the best in the world, but I do remember that happened. Angel Garza,
WWE World Cup.
Oh yeah, the World
is
Cup.
What he won to determine the best in the world. So the winner of the tournament. Oh my goodness! Let me
go through this because the only other news is Angel, but we can talk about that one.
Let me give you the rundown of who was in this tournament and then who prevailed at the end. We had Jeff Hardy take on The Miz in the first round, with The Miz moving on. We had Rey Mysterio defeating Randy Orton in the first round.
Wow, it's a big win.
Dolph Ziggler pinned Kurt Angle in the first round. And then Seth Rollins pinned Bobby Lashley. Dolph Ziggler defeated Seth Rollins. The Miz beat Rey Mysterio. And then The Miz was no longer able
to
go.
The Miz beat Rey Mysterio.
In 11 minutes and 15 seconds. And then Shane McMahon was a replacement for The Miz, who was ruled unable to compete. Shane McMahon defeated
Dolph Ziggler. I presume that was an angle, right?
Yes.
I don't even remember.
He defeated Dolph Ziggler in 2 minutes and 30 seconds to win.
This sounds horrible. Like, Am I wrong?
This sounds like something we should go back and watch.
What year
honestly.
Was this?
2018.
I think we may have to do that. That was during the period. That was during the period where everything was like so bad, I couldn't even keep track of all the bad stuff. That 2018, 2019 was. That was, I swear to God, WCW 99, WCW 2000 levels. That's the worst I've ever seen from WWE. It ain't even close. I lived through that Papa Shango barfing and all that 92, 90. I'd watch that 1,000 times before I'd ever watch 2018, 2019 again. That should be like a rewatch on the Brian and Vinny show. Can we make it from 2017 to the pandemic? I don't think we could. I don't think we could. Yeah. How long was Vince completely unhinged? As a booker, like it was 2018, 2019, and like it just like collapsed. Like it was so bad that I remember people were talking about like he had dementia. I'm not even joking. Like backstage, they were like, I think something's actually really wrong with his brain.
Well.
Because like he would forget everything and he would change everything and nothing made sense. And like people legitimately thought that he'd like was suffering from dementia. That's how bad it was.
We had eye for an eye matches. We had like, did Aleister Black get thrown off the top of Titan Tower headquarters during the Money in the Bank match?
I think he
made it back. The Miz was eaten by zombies.
Brian Rowe says the most viewed YouTube clip on our channel is the Fiend Hell in a Cell review, which was one of the worst. Like,
hey, at least we had Shield member Kurt Angle for one night.
Heck in a moment of Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, somebody made a comment in the chat which got me thinking. Do you realize, Tom, I'm sure you do because your birthday's coming up and you're catching up to me here. It's 2026. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So guys, when you hear these maniacs on Twitter demanding that Vince come back, bring back Vince, do you realize that in 2 years, we are a decade removed from when he careened into the abyss to the point that people thought he had dementia? You think he's going to be better a decade later? He's not. He will be worse. It will suck. Let's not do it. Let's talk about Raw.
Let's do it. Monday Night Raw on Netflix from Knoxville, Tennessee. I watched about an hour of this show last night, and then I decided, you know what? Not watching these commercials. Not doing it. So I waited till this morning.
Wow.
No commercials. Much better viewing experience.
Really? I found a way to get through them.
Yeah, you said you just jam that button.
Well, sometimes that works, but now I can actually scroll past and then back up. I have to scrub it, as they say, on the iPad to get past them. Mm-hmm. You can now do that. Thank God.
So the show opened with Roman Reigns showing up at the building. Adam Pearce telling him he doesn't think Jacob Fatu deserved to be at Raw tonight after attacking Roman and all the officials at Backlash over the weekend. Roman demanded someone bring him his title, I guess, after Fatu beat him up. And well, Fatu was holding it over him,
I guess,
at the end of the show. But so Roman left without his belt.
Yeah, that's on confused. Him, not the other guy.
Then so somebody brings him the belt. Then Roman tells Pierce that he brought Jacob to the WWE and he will take him out of it if he does not acknowledge him tonight. Well, good luck. Hey, the Vision hit the ring and Heyman said they're going to open the show on a high note, that they never have to hear the name Seth freaking Rollins again. I didn't believe him.
He just pinned the guy. Yeah. They didn't even, they didn't do anything like what Jacob did to Roman, and Roman was fine.
He speared him twice and he pinned him on Saturday, which I guess is enough to end someone's career. Austin Theory said the Street Profits needed the tag titles because Bianca Belair can't pay the bills anymore. He mentioned Joe Hendry, but out came the Profits. Then Hendry appeared ringside singing to cut off Logan Paul's promo. And
a lot of talking here.
Six-man match, yeah. This first hour of the show was like 2 seconds long. Braun was lining up to charge Ford on the floor, but Rollins attacked him behind the ref's back. Dawkins rolled up Theory. They won the six-man, sets them up for a tag title match in 2 weeks that they announced later on. After the match, Braun Breaker speared Dawkins, and Seth sent him flying from the ring with a knee. But Montez Ford didn't see what had happened. He just saw Dawkins laying down. He argued with Rollins, told him to stay out of his business.
You know, it's funny because sometimes there's like flat-out bad booking, like Vince in 2018 and 2019. And then sometimes there's booking that like makes sense, but it actually sucks. And this is a good example of that because, yes, the Street Profits beat the tag team champions in the match. On paper, that's great. But how did it happen? Well, some guy interfered outside, distracted one of the champs, he got pinned, and then they killed the upcoming challengers, they beat them down, and they made them look like fools. How is that going to make me want... How do they deserve a championship match after this? They don't! But they're going to get one. So this sucked.
Yeah, and like Joe Hendry is the one that seems to be in a feud with Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Right?
Not even involved now.
Well,
in the tag situation.
Are they long for these tag titles? The Vision, you know what I mean? So Breaker, we already went through that. Pierce was backstage talking to original El Grande and the Brutus Twins. Then Dom and Liv showed up. They wanted to know what is next for the hottest rising star in wrestling, Dominic Mysterio. He and Chad Gable argued. Gable just speaks in his normal voice. Now he's not even like pretending to be Mexican. Pierce made a match for Dom defending the AAA title versus original El Grande tonight. And then Los Garza showed up, said they were looking for an opportunity. Pierce told them this is the place for opportunity. And after this, they did it throughout the show, but they really tried putting over this AAA mega title after they never have before in the history of WWE.
And
they
had nobody cared. Nobody cared whatsoever.
Nobody cares about original El Grande here in the States.
They don't.
That's just how it is. He was overtaken by El Grande Americano, and they need to get him out of this gimmick.
Well, we're close.
I hope.
Yeah, I was a little worried after tonight.
Penta came out. Ethan Page followed.
I'm pretty sure they're trying to get over Pendejo. He said it 6 times. I was like, is that their new shirt or something like that? It's got to be. Although I don't know if you can trademark that.
Ethan Page challenged Penta to a match at Saturday night's main event. Penta accepted, I think. Then Rusev came out. Then Javon Evans came out. Page shoved Evans into Rusev. Penta dove on Page. Evans dove on Rusev. The two baby faces did a tandem strut.
Death TV. I'm the biggest fan of Javon on the face of this planet, but like, this was death television. And then the match itself was at a funeral. I mean, dead silence for this match until the very end.
Yeah, Adam Pearce made, I thought we were going to get a tag match or something, but or a multi-man, but instead it was Javon Evans versus Rusev. Evans hit 2 knees, one before the bell even rang. He got a 2 count to open the match. Rusev gained control on the floor, beat up Javon for like 10 minutes. Javon made a comeback, hit the Taker dive, the OG cutter, and got the win.
That's what happened.
I was expecting Rusev to kick out because Javon was selling his back, crawled to make the cover.
No.
Bobby fished him.
Wow.
Asuka and Io embraced backstage. Then what? Asuka walked off, leaving the building with her luggage in tow. Goodbye,
Asuka. That was sad.
Yeah, no kidding. The Empress of Tomorrow is gone. What does that leave for our
future?
She's
the Empress of Yesterday now. She never even got to be the Empress of Today. I think she should come back for that. Yeah.
Paige and Brie Bella, the women's tag champs in the year of our Lord 2026, called out the Judgment Day, who showed up, bad-mouthed them. Paige started a fight, and the Judgment Day beat the crap out of them. Liv Morgan did run in and help, but that is what happened.
Yeah.
They called out their opponents. They got exactly what they wanted. The Judgment Day ran them down viciously. Raquel was like, Paige, everyone is just waiting for your next scandal.
And then Brie had the line about how, you know, Roxanne, there's only one person more disappointed in you than me. Your mom. And I was like, what? Her mother is disappointed in her? Is there a story here I've completely forgotten?
Oh, I'm sure it played out on social media.
And probably.
Roman and Jimmy talked backstage. Jay was in the parking lot to intercept Jacob, so he wasn't there. He was going to tell him basically to stay away. But Roman was adamant that they are the standard of the industry. Everyone must trust them. If the trust in them is gone, nobody can trust wrestling. There was a contract, and it must be honored. Fatu must acknowledge him tonight, or he's gone.
Wow.
Jimmy said he understood, but didn't trust Jacob, but that he'd go find Jay. I thought this was good. Io Sky took on Sol Ruka. Big push for Sol on commentary, talking about her background.
Yeah, real big push in execution as well. God.
Like, I get why they do the match, to have a good match. Is Sol going to beat anyone?
No. She lost her debut.
She responded
by screwing up her finish.
No. She lost her debut. No kidding. and she got murdered by Zarya before that.
Yeah.
The last, it's not even she won her on her way out of NXT like Oba Femi. Or, you know, even Ricky Saints kind of just got beat.
Hey, maybe they're testing her.
She got killed.
They're testing her. That's what they're doing. They're testing me is what they're doing.
EO1, she countered the Soul Snatcher, which they have now already killed with a crucifix. And she held her hand up after the match. That was nice.
I never knew it was so easy to counter that Soul Snatcher. You just
stop.
Just get out of the way. God.
Stop running
at her. What a cool move that turned out to be.
Imagine if, like, Stone Cold's trying to get over this stunner, and then somebody, like, stops it, but just by standing up straight.
Just, like, not going down?
Yeah. I'm just going to stand up straight on this one. Oh.
I have to bend over for it to get me, so I just won't.
So we had the crowd chanting, Oba, and they got him.
They did.
He came out.
This
he
was
won
stupid.
His open challenge.
The more I think about it, the more I hate this show. It was stupid even with the crowd. Oba comes out for an open challenge. Adam Pearce comes out and goes, nobody in the back wants to wrestle you. So we got to cancel it tonight. So this guy goes backstage. He grabs two victims.
Guys who aren't even... They're not even
on the show.
They're not contractually on Raw.
He drags them to the ring. He murders them. At which point they basically say goodbye on social media. And then... And then, like, Adam Pearce, they do the thing for next week, and it's like, he's going to have another open challenge next week. It's like, with who? So your open challenge
after
is now...
murdered two guys?
I'm going to walk backstage, I'm going to find a victim every week. Wow. This is a great... This is a really safe environment to be employed in. Stupid. I hope they don't get rid of the Garzas. Actually, I kind of hope they go somewhere and make a lot of money and actually wrestle. But it doesn't look good.
Doesn't sound good after reading that tweet.
Mm-mm.
Dominic Mysterio took on the original El Grande Americano for the AAA Mega title. They really tried to push this as a big deal, as I mentioned throughout the show. The most prestigious title in Lucha Libre on the line. They put over the fact that if El Grande, the original one, won here, he would also put the title on the line against the other El Grande in 2 weeks on May 30th. At one of the AAA shows. I forget what the name of the show, but they're doing a mask versus mask match there. Rey and Bravo ran out to distract Original and the ref. El Grande hopped on the apron. There was a 619 to the original El Grande as he was trying to take the mask off of the other El Grande. And Dom hit a frog splash, retained the title. And the final segment of the show was Roman Reigns. I always love this. He goes, Knoxville, acknowledge me. And they're like, OTC! OTC! So they do some camera cuts to backstage. Jacob arrives at the building. Jay's trying to bark at him, telling him to be smart about this, man. Be smart. Eventually, he puts his hands on him. Fatu headbutts him. Goes to ringside. Jimmy tries to intercept him. Fatu takes him out. He and Roman brawl. Roman beats him down with a chair. Fatu gets up, fights back. Tongan Death Grip, they separate. Tongan Death Grip again. He power bombs Reigns through the announce desk at the ringside. He locks on the Death Grip again and again and again. Then finally he holds the title high over Roman's carcass. The Usos come in. They try to drag Roman to safety on the outside, but Fatu, as I thought the show was over, drops the title. Yeah, you know I mean? Rushes at Jacob, or I'm sorry, rushes at Roman and the Usos, hip attacks them all through the barricade, and ends the show.
I thought that Fatu was the best thing on this show by miles. This saved the show. This was the best thing on the show. Like, I don't think this guy's winning the title, but he freaking should.
Dude, it's like, he's like, this is like Stone Cold and the Corporation, but in reverse.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we got the heel. Like,
I think Roman's a babyface.
I know.
But he is a corporate kiss ass, which is bizarre.
Point. That's the point. He, like, I know it's his gimmick, and I know that Fatu signed the contract to acknowledge him, but that's a heel move. Acknowledge me.
It is.
Even the people in Knoxville didn't really want to acknowledge him.
All right, back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live.
let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh man, Barry Blaustein, filmmaker behind one of the most popular, well-received pro wrestling movies of all time, passed away at 72 years old. Battled with pancreatic cancer, which apparently was discovered like a month ago, and many years with Parkinson's disease. He was the writer, director, producer, narrator of Beyond the Mat, which he later said was, quote, the favorite thing he had ever done.
Wow.
Not nominated for an Academy Award, but was among the 12 finalists for Best Documentary. It led through the late 90s, 1999. Climax of the film, Foley's I Quit match with The Rock. Foley takes repeated chair shots to the head as his wife and children watch on from the crowd. Foley's later shown watching the footage, says he feels like a bad person for making his family experience that. Yeah, if you've never seen Beyond the Mat, you guys should see Beyond the Mat. That is an all-timer right there. All the best to the friends and family, everybody who knew Barry Blaustein, but just passed away at 72. That sucks. Well, Tom, tomorrow you're back, and we'll be talking NXT, and probably more on Barry Blaustein as well. And that is tonight, and then Dynamite on Wednesday. Later on tonight, it is the Brian and Vinny Show for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com. You can watch it, and also Apple Podcasts and Spotify. But anyway, it's going to be a special show tonight. We're not watching a show. We have a special feature tonight after Granny on the Brian and Vinny Show. So that'll be very exciting. And we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.